Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
They have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're very excited about having our good friend Gordon Chang back on the show. Gordon is one of our China experts in the Brain Trust. He's one of the China experts in the world. He's one of the guys you see on television quite often, offering his advice on how to deal with this very complicated relationship that we have with China. Whether we like it or not, it's a relationship, and it is complicated. He's the author of a number of books on the Pacific Rim, including Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, and of course his books and articles on China. Gordon Chang, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So China has an industry, and it's not even very silent or very, very hidden. They have a pretty much out there industry of cyber espionage, don't they?
Well, they certainly do.
The government.
Yeah. Well, you know, all governments spy on other governments, but what China does that we don't do, and which most countries don't do, is it hacks companies of other countries, especially ours, to obtain information which it then exploits for commercial purposes.
Right.
So, for instance, it will take information from IBM, for instance, and it will give it to Huawei or some other company in China.
Mm-hmm.
And Huawei will use it to compete against IBM, not only in its home market of China, but also in global markets.
Around the world. So it'd be like the United States federal government breaking into BMW's computers and stealing some designs and giving it to GM.
Yes, that's the exact analogy. And we do not do that. China does do that. Now, when mm-hmm. Chinese President Xi Jinping came to the United States on a state visit in September, while he was in Washington, both he and President Obama announced that they were not going to hack the companies of the other country for commercial purposes. But China, despite its agreement, has continued to do that unabated since September.
Well, see, this is just like the Iranians. I mean, when you consider the values of the people who are making these agreements, why would anybody ever believe them? I mean, do you think that President Obama is really so naive as to believe that the president of China would do what he said?
Well, you know, I don't think anybody could be that naive. But the fact that President Obama did not do what was necessary, which is to impose costs on China, leads me to believe that something is very wrong.
What would you have advised the president to do to strengthen that agreement?
Well, what I would have done is, in the run-up to Xi Jinping's visit to Washington, I would have imposed very heavy sanctions on Chinese companies, and even on the Chinese government.
You're talking about like tariffs how would you do that?
You would do that through a number of ways, including prohibiting Chinese companies from sending goods to the United States.
Right.
Or you could impose tariffs. There's any number of ways.
But protectionist steps can be pretty dicey too, can't they, Gordon?
Well, they can, but we got to remember that each year China steals something on the order of $300 or so billion dollars worth of U.S. intellectual property. That's every year.
Yeah.
So we're bleeding. We've got to do something about it. And I know that any steps that we take are going to have blowback. But nonetheless, we can't afford to continue to do nothing. And indeed, President Obama himself, through a series of leaks to the media, actually talked about sanctions on Chinese entities. Mm-hmm. And this was in the run-up to Xi Jinping's visit to the United States. The president didn't impose any of those sanctions. He ended up with an agreement. The Chinese have violated it left, right, and center. And this has really been a problem.
I don't know if anybody, any president could have gotten 100% compliance out of China or Iran for that matter. But it's clear, it should be clear to everyone, this president is a horrible negotiator, isn't he?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, this deal should not have been made. What we should have done was impose the sanctions beforehand, as his administration was indicating that it would do. That would have brought the Chinese in a much better state of mind coming in here, especially because their economy right now is extremely weak. They can't withstand sanctions, and so therefore we could have actually made some progress, but we didn't. And that was through a failure of our using national power, and that is unfortunate. Now,
let me say this as we go to a break here, Gordon. Ethics outside of the West seems to be, if you'll let me do it, it must be okay. Never mind what I said I would do, but if you'll let me do it and won't call me on it, then it must be okay. Now, folks, I've seen this in other parts of the world, and that's what President Obama had to deal with the Chinese. Quick break, right back with Gordon Chang.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.